name to defend this oppression of your thoughts. Practice the habit of saying, Jesus, help me, whenever a battle is waged against your mind.
December 4th. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways and thoughts higher than yours. Remember who I am when you spend time with me. Marvel at the wonder of being able to commune with the King of the universe. Anytime, any place. Never take this amazing privilege for granted. Though I am vastly higher and greater than you, I am training you to think my thoughts. As you spend time in my presence, my thoughts gradually form in your mind. My Spirit is the director of this process. Sometimes He brings Bible verses to mind. Sometimes He enables you to hear me speak directly to you. These communications strengthen you and prepare you for whatever is before you on your life path. Take time to listen to my voice. Through your sacrifice of precious time, I bless you far more than you dare to ask.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about thinking God's thoughts.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 through 9. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. Psalm 116, verse 17.
Ponder some of the concerns you have in your life. Come to the realization that as you spend more time with God, His thoughts will become your thoughts, and the concerns that occupy your mind will be displaced by a higher way of thinking. Be open to receiving God's thoughts, and be willing to listen to His voice.
December 5th. Let my presence override everything you experience. Like a luminous veil of light, I hover over you and everything around you. I am training you to stay conscious of me in each situation you encounter. When the patriarch Jacob ran away from his enraged brother, he went to sleep on a stone pillow in a land that seemed desolate. But after dreaming about heaven and the angels and promises of my presence, he awoke and exclaimed, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it." His discovery was not only for him, but for all who seek me. Whenever you feel distant from me, say, "Surely the Lord is in this place." Then ask me to give you awareness of my presence. This is a prayer that I delight to answer.
Contemplate the following words from Scripture about staying conscious of God's presence.
In the shelter of your presence, you hide them from the intrigues of men. In your dwelling, you keep them safe from accusing tongues. Psalm 31, verse 20. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and laid down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth, with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There, above it, stood the Lord, and he said, "I am the Lord, the God of your father, Abraham, and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it." Genesis chapter 28, verses 11 through 16.
Ruminate on how much better life is when God's presence is a part of your daily living. Lift up a prayer to Him that you'll become more aware of Him and keep Him at the forefront of all your activities.
December 6th. Stay ever so close to me, and you will not deviate from the path I have prepared for you. This is the most efficient way to stay on track. It is also the most enjoyable way. Men tend to multiply duties in their observance of religion. This practice enables them to give me money, time, and work without yielding up to me what I desire the most, their hearts. Rules can be observed mechanically. Once they become habitual, they can be followed with minimal effort and almost no thought. These habit-forming rules provide a false sense of security, lulling the soul into a comatose condition. What I search for in my children is an awakened soul that thrills to the joy of my presence. I created mankind to glorify me and enjoy me forever. I provide the joy. Your part is to glorify me by living close to me.
Look to the following words from Scripture about giving your heart to God.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Psalm 16, verse 11.
Think about the things you offer up to God in the way of time, money, and work. Acknowledge that the sacrifice of these things is good, but that what God desires most from you is your heart. Allow your soul to be awakened by glorifying God and experiencing the joy of living close to Him.
December 7th. I am with you in all that you do, even in the most menial task. I am always aware of you, concerned with every detail of your life. Nothing escapes my notice, not even the number of hairs on your head. However, your awareness of my presence falters and flickers. As a result, your life experience feels fragmented. When your focus is broad enough to include me in your thoughts, you feel safe and complete. When your perception narrows so that problems or details fill your consciousness, you feel empty and incomplete. Learn to look steadily at me in all your moments and all your circumstances. Though the world is unstable and in flux, you can experience continuity through your uninterrupted awareness of my presence. Fix your gaze on what is unseen, even as the visible world parades before your eyes.
Consider the following words from Scripture about God's attention to your life.
Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 through 31. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18.
Contemplate some of the distractions or disappointments that might be capturing some space in your mind. be comforted in the fact that all your concerns are important to God. He knows and understands every detail. Give Him praise for His almighty awareness of you, and thank Him for making you feel safe and complete.
December 8th. Your needs and my riches are a perfect fit. I never meant for you to be self-sufficient. Instead, I designed you to need me, not only for daily bread, but also for fulfillment of deep yearnings. I carefully crafted your longings and feelings of incompleteness to point you to me. Therefore, do not try to bury or deny these feelings. Beware also of trying to pacify these longings with lesser gods, people, possessions, power. Come to me in all your neediness, with defenses down and with desire to be blessed. As you spend time in my presence, your deepest longings are fulfilled. Rejoice in your neediness, which enables you to find intimate completion in me.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about being complete in Christ.
And my God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians chapter 2, verses 2 through 3.
Think about the temporary gods you may be invested in, like people, possessions, and power. Acknowledge that these lesser things will not fulfill your longings. As you turn your heart toward God's, ask Him to show that what He provides day by day will give you a much richer life than anything we strive toward on our own.
December 9th. Be willing to go out on a limb with me. If that is where I am leading you, it is the safest place to be. Your desire to live a risk-free life is a form of unbelief. Your longing to live close to me is at odds with your attempts to minimize risk. You are approaching a crossroads in your journey. In order to follow me wholeheartedly, you must relinquish your tendency to play it safe. Let me lead you step by step through this day. If your primary focus is on me, you can walk along perilous paths without being afraid. Eventually, you will learn to relax and enjoy the adventure of our journey together. As long as you stay close to me, my sovereign presence protects you wherever you go.
Contemplate these words from Scripture about faith in God's presence.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23, verse 4. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Psalm 9, verse 10. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. John chapter 12, verse 26.
Consider whether or not you live a safe life or a more adventurous journey of faith. Ask God to help you be willing to take a risk with Him in the lead. Look forward to living a life of adventure when you relax and enjoy the journey in God's presence.
December 10th. Make me the focal point of your search for security. In your private thoughts, you are still trying to order your world so that it is predictable and feels safe. Not only is this an impossible goal, but it is also counterproductive to spiritual growth. When your private world feels unsteady and you grip my hand for support, You are living in conscious dependence on me. Instead of yearning for a problem-free life, rejoice that trouble can highlight your awareness of my presence. In the darkness of adversity, you are able to see more clearly the radiance of my face. Accept the value of problems in this life, considering them pure joy. Remember that you have an eternity of trouble-free living awaiting you in heaven.
Ponder the following words from Scripture about handling adversity.
So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. Psalm 139, verse 10. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. James chapter 1, verse 2.
Consider how the waves of adversity have shaped the person you are today. Ask God to help you see the value of problems in your life. Say a prayer of thanks that we are able to see the radiance of His presence even during the darkness of adversity.
December 11th. I am working on your behalf. Bring me all your concerns, including your dreams. Talk with me about everything, letting the light of my presence shine on your hopes and plans. Spend time allowing my light to infuse your dreams with life, gradually transforming them into reality. This is a very practical way of collaborating with me. I, the Creator of the universe, have deigned to co-create with you. Do not try to hurry this process. If you want to work with me, you have to accept my time frame. Hurry is not my nature. Abraham and Sarah had to wait many years for the fulfillment of my promise, a son. How their long wait intensified their enjoyment of this child. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about your hopes and dreams.
For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Psalm 36, verse 9. Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the very time God had promised him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore him. When his son Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him as God commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Sarah said, God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. And she added, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age. Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 through 7. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed, of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
Reflect on some of the hopes and dreams you have for your life. Take heart in the knowledge that God cares about your dreams, hopes, and plans. Pray for the patience to wait as God fulfills His plan for your life.
December 12th. I'm taking care of you. Feel the warmth and security of being enveloped in my loving presence. Every detail of your life is under my control. Moreover, everything fits into a pattern for good to those who love me and are called according to my design and purpose. Because the world is in an abnormal fallen condition, people tend to think that chance governs the universe. Events may seem to occur randomly, with little or no meaning. People who view the world this way have overlooked one basic fact: the limitations of human understanding. What you know of the world you inhabit is only the tip of the iceberg. Submerged beneath the surface of the visible world are mysteries too vast for you to comprehend. If you could only see how close I am to you and how constantly I work on your behalf, you would never again doubt that I am wonderfully caring for you. This is why you must live by faith, not by sight, trusting in my mysterious, majestic presence.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about God's design and purpose.
We are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to and for those who love God and are called according to His design and purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Then Job replied to the Lord, "I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted. You asked, 'Who is this that obscures my counsel without knowledge?' Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know." Job chapter 42, verses 1 through 3. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. We live by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7.
Think back to points in your life when you had to shift and regroup because of random events that occurred. Take comfort that the events of your life have meaning and aren't just random. Trust God that He knows the big picture of your life according to His design and purpose.
December 13th. Take time to be holy. The word holy does not mean goody-goody. It means set apart for sacred use. That is what these quiet moments in my presence are accomplishing within you. As you focus your mind and heart on me, you are being transformed, recreated into the one I designed you to be. This process requires blocks of time set aside for communion with me. The benefits of this practice are limitless. Emotional and physical healing are enhanced by your soaking in the light of my presence. You experience a nearness to me that strengthens your faith and fills you with peace. You open yourself up to receive the many blessings that I have prepared for you. You become a cleansed temple of my Holy Spirit, who is able to do in and through you immeasurably more than you ask or imagine. These are just some of the benefits of being still in my presence.
Listen to the following words from Scripture about being holy.
On the day He comes to be glorified in His holy people, and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. This includes you, because you believed our testimony to you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to seek Him in His temple. Psalm 27, verse 4. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20.
Give thought to what it means to be holy. Consider that every moment you spend in God's presence is a cleansing and healing experience. Be deliberate in setting aside quiet time to allow God to strengthen your faith and fill you with His peace.
December 14th. Rest in me, my child, forgetting about the worries of the world. Focus on me, Emmanuel, and let my living presence envelop you in peace. Tune into my eternal security, for I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you live on the surface of life by focusing on ever-changing phenomena, you will find yourself echoing the words of Solomon. Meaningless, meaningless, everything is meaningless. Living in collaboration with me is the way to instill meaning into your days. Begin each day alone with me so that you can experience the reality of my presence. As you spend time with me, the way before you opens up step by step. Arise from the stillness of our communion and gradually begin your journey through the day. Hold my hand in deliberate dependence on me, and I will smooth out the path before you.
Consider the following words from Scripture about living in collaboration with God.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher, utterly meaningless, everything is meaningless. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 2. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6.
Give thought to what your dependence on God currently looks like. Be intentional as you strive to collaborate with Him more fully. Thank Him for making your pathway more smooth as you practice a deliberate dependence on Him.
December 15th. Your longing for heaven is good, because it is an extension of your yearning for me. The hope of heaven is meant to strengthen and encourage you, filling you with wondrous joy. Many Christians have misunderstood this word hope, believing that it denotes wishful thinking. Nothing could be farther from the truth. As soon as I became your Savior, heaven became your ultimate destination. The phrase hope of heaven highlights the benefits you can enjoy even while remaining on earth. This hope keeps you spiritually alive during dark times of adversity. It brightens your path and heightens your awareness of my presence. My desire is that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Ponder the following words from Scripture about the hope of heaven.
Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is not hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. Romans chapter 8, verses 23 through 25. God did this so that, by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 18 through 19. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 15, verse 13.
Consider what you think heaven will be like. As you continue to live here on earth, hang on to this hope of heaven and let it bring you strength and encouragement. Ask God to give you greater understanding of this hope in order to heighten your awareness of Him here and now.
December 16th. I am speaking in the depths of your being. Be still, so that you can hear my voice. I speak in the language of love. My words fill you with life and peace, joy and hope. I desire to talk with all my children, but many are too busy to listen. The work ethic has them tied up in knots. They submit wholeheartedly to their taskmaster, wondering why they feel so distant from me. Living close to me requires making me your first love, your highest priority. As you seek my presence above all else, you experience peace and joy in full measure. I also am blessed when you make me first in your life. While you journey through life in my presence, my glory brightens the world around you.
Ruminate over the following words from Scripture about making God your first love.
The Sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue, to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being taught. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Revelation chapter 2, verse 4. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you, and His glory appears over you. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2.
Think about the characteristics of a person who loves well. As you have been loved by God, make a decision to put Him first in your life. As you make God a priority, watch as other tasks fall away in the light of His love. Try to listen to His directives as He fills your life with peace, joy, and hope.
December 17th. Come to me with your gaping emptiness, knowing that in me you are complete. As you rest quietly in my presence, my light within you grows brighter and brighter. Facing the emptiness inside you is simply the prelude to being filled with my fullness. Therefore, rejoice on those days when you drag yourself out of bed, feeling sluggish and inadequate. Tell yourself that this is a perfect day to depend on me in childlike trust. If you persevere in this dependence as you go through the day, you will discover at bedtime that joy and peace have become your companions. You may not realize at what point they joined you in your journey, but you will feel the beneficial effects of their presence. The perfect end to such a day is a doxology of gratitude. I am He from whom all blessings flow.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about facing our emptiness.
For God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 and 6. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 150, verse 6.
Consider whether you fixate on disappointments and unmet expectations in your life. Acknowledge your emptiness and use it to empower yourself to depend more fully on God to get through the day. As you practice this dependence, praise God for the joy and peace He has blessed you with along the way.
December 18th. When you are plagued with a persistent problem, one that goes on and on, view it as a rich opportunity. An ongoing problem is like a tutor who is always by your side. The learning possibilities are limited only by your willingness to be teachable. In faith, thank me for your problem. ask me to open your eyes and your heart to all that I am accomplishing through this difficulty. Once you have become grateful for a problem, it loses its power to drag you down. On the contrary, your thankful attitude will lift you up into heavenly places with me. From this perspective, your difficulty can be seen as a slight temporary distress that is producing for you a transcendent glory never to cease.
Give thought to the following words from Scripture about your attitude toward problems.
Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Isaiah chapter 30, verses 20 through 21. For our light, momentary affliction, this slight distress of the passing hour, is ever more and more abundantly preparing and producing and achieving for us an everlasting weight of glory, beyond all measure, excessively surpassing all comparisons and all calculations, a vast and transcendent glory and blessedness never to cease. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17.
Think about the strength you received by overcoming a problem in your life. Be deliberate about cultivating a thankful attitude, even in the midst of problems. Say a prayer of thanks that God walks you through problems to a place where His glory never ceases.
December 19th. Do not be weighed down by the clutter in your life. Lots of little chores to do sometime in no particular order. If you focus too much on these petty tasks, trying to get them all out of the way, you will discover that they are endless. They can eat up as much time as you devote to them. Instead of trying to do all your chores at once, choose the ones that need to be done today. Let the rest slip into the background of your mind, so I can be in the forefront of your awareness. Remember that your ultimate goal is living close to me, being responsive to my initiatives. I can communicate with you most readily when your mind is uncluttered and turned toward me. Seek my face continually throughout this day. Let my presence bring order to your thoughts, infusing peace into your entire being.
Consider the following words from Scripture about living close to God.
Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
Think about the items at the top of your to-do list each day, and contemplate whether they have eternal significance. Take steps to reprioritize your to-do list so that living close to God is your ultimate goal. Allow Him to declutter your mind so that you can be responsive to His initiatives for your life.
December 20th. When I joined the ranks of humanity, born into the humblest conditions, my glory was hidden from all but a few people. Occasionally, streaks of glory shone out of me, especially when I began to do miracles. Toward the end of my life, I was taunted and tempted to display more of my awesome power than my Father's plan permitted. I could have called down legions of angels to rescue me at any point. Imagine the self-control required of a martyr who could free himself at will. All of this was necessary to provide the relationship with me that you now enjoy. Let your life become a praise song to me by proclaiming my glorious presence in the world.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about reveling in the Lord.
This, the first of His miraculous signs, Jesus performed in Cana of Galilee. He thus revealed His glory, and His disciples put their faith in Him. John chapter 2, verse 11. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar. Luke chapter 23, verses 35 through 36. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the ten-stringed lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for joy at the works of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord! How profound your thoughts! Psalm 92, verses 1 through 5.
Consider what it takes to live a life of self-control. Acknowledge that the ultimate act of self-control was when Jesus decided to submit to his Father's plan for our salvation. Rejoice in this momentous event and celebrate the relationship you have with Jesus as a result of his self-control.
December 21st. My plan for your life is unfolding before you. Sometimes the road you are traveling seems blocked, or it opens up so painfully slowly that you must hold yourself back. Then, when time is right, the way before you suddenly clears, through no effort of your own. What you have longed for and worked for, I present to you freely as pure gift. You feel awed by the ease with which I operate in the world, and you glimpse my power and my glory. Do not fear your weakness, for it is the stage on which my power and glory perform most brilliantly. As you persevere along the path I have prepared for you, depending on my strength to sustain you, expect to see miracles, and you will. Miracles are not always visible to the naked eye, but those who live by faith can see them clearly. Living by faith rather than sight enables you to see my glory.
Consider these words from Scripture about recognizing God's glory.
I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Psalm 63, verse 2. We live by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" John chapter 11, verse 40.
Give thought to the miracles you may see, that you may consider instead to be everyday occurrences. Recognize that through faith, we get a chance to see God's power and glory at work in this world. Give thanks to God that He sustained you along the path that He has prepared for you.
December 22nd. Come to me and rest in my presence. As you ponder the majestic mystery of the Incarnation, relax in my everlasting arms. I am the only person who was ever sired by the Holy Spirit. This is beyond your understanding. Instead of trying to comprehend my incarnation intellectually, learn from the example of the wise men. They followed the leading of a spectacular star, then fell down in humble worship when they found me. Praise and worship are the best responses to the wonder of my being. Sing praises to my holy name. Gaze at me in silent adoration. Look for a star of guidance in your own life and be willing to follow wherever I lead. I am the light from on high that dawns upon you to guide your feet into the way of peace.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about finding Jesus.
The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Luke chapter 1, verse 35. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John chapter 1, verse 14. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. Matthew chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. A light from on high will dawn upon us, to shine upon and give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to direct and guide our feet into the way of peace. Luke chapter 1, verses 78 through 79.
Contemplate the Star of Bethlehem and its role in leading the wise men to Jesus. Just as this star guided them, seek your own star of guidance through willingness to follow wherever God leads. Thank Him for the light He shines on your path, guiding you on the way of peace.
December 23rd. I am King of Kings and Lord of Lords, dwelling in dazzlingly brilliant light. I am also your shepherd, companion, and friend, the one who never lets go of your hand. Worship me in my holy majesty. Come close to me and rest in my presence. You need me both as God and as man. Only my incarnation on that first, long ago Christmas could fulfill your neediness. Since I went to such extreme measures to save you from your sins, you can be assured that I will graciously give you all you need. Nurture well your trust in me as Savior, Lord, and friend. I have held back nothing in my provision for you. I have even deigned to live within you. Rejoice in all that I have done for you, and my light will shine through you into the world.
Give thought to these words from Scripture about God's provision,
which God will bring about in His own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To Him be honor and might forever. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 15 through 16. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care. Psalm 95, verses 6 through 7. He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? Romans chapter 8, verse 32. And we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19.
Give thought to what it means to trust, and how confidence is cemented when trust is in place. Be comforted as you nurture your trust in Jesus by seeking to know more of Him. Give Him thanks that He provides all you need.
December 24th. I speak to you from the depths of eternity. Before the world was formed, I am. You hear me in the depths of your being, where I have taken up residence. I am Christ in you, the hope of glory. I, your Lord and Savior, am alive within you. Learn to tune in to my living presence by seeking me in silence. As you celebrate the wonder of my birth in Bethlehem, celebrate also your rebirth into eternal life. This everlasting gift was the sole purpose of my entering your sin-stained world. Receive my gift with awe and humility. Take time to explore the vast dimensions of my love. Allow thankfulness to flow freely from your heart in response to my glorious gift. Let my peace rule in your heart, and be thankful.
Consider the following words from Scripture about the gift of Christ's life.
before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed and given birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Psalm 90, verse 2. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15.
Think of a time you received a wonderful gift and the feelings it evoked in you. As you remember that feeling, reflect on the everlasting gift of eternal life that Jesus facilitated for us by entering this world on our behalf. Give thanks for Christ in you, the hope of glory.
December 25th, as you wait attentively in my presence, the light of the knowledge of my glory shines upon you. This radiant knowledge transcends all understanding. It transforms every fiber of your being, renewing your mind, cleansing your heart, invigorating your body. Open yourself fully to my presence. Be awed by my glorious being. Try to imagine what I gave up when I came into your world as a baby. I set aside my glory so that I could identify with mankind. I accepted the limitations of infancy under the most appalling conditions, a filthy stable. That was a dark night for me, even though angels lit up the sky proclaiming glory to awestruck shepherds. When you sit quietly with me, the process I went through is reversed in your experience. As you identify with me, heaven's vistas open up before you, granting you glimpses of my glory. I became poor so that you might become rich. Sing hallelujahs to my holy name.
Reflect on these words from Scripture about the glorious being of Jesus.
For God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest." Luke chapter 2, verses 13 through 14. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9.
Consider how you strive for knowledge and the doors of understanding and comprehension that open for you. Marvel in the most treasured knowledge, the light of God's glory as displayed in the birth of Christ. Take a moment to celebrate this ultimate gift of knowledge and stand amazed in the glorious presence of Jesus.
December 26th. I am the gift that continuously gives, bounteously, with no strings attached. Unconditional love is such a radical concept that even my most devoted followers fail to grasp it fully. Absolutely nothing in heaven or on earth can cause me to stop loving you. You may feel more loved when you are performing according to your expectations, but my love for you is perfect. Therefore, it is not subject to variation. What does vary is your awareness of my loving presence. When you are dissatisfied with your behavior, you tend to feel unworthy of my love. You may unconsciously punish yourself by withdrawing from me and attributing the distance between us to my displeasure. Instead of returning to me and receiving my love, you attempt to earn my approval by trying harder. All the while, I am aching to hold you in my everlasting arms, to enfold you in my love. When you are feeling unworthy or unloved, come to me, then ask for receptivity to my unfailing love.
Consider these words from Scripture about God's unconditional love.
If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him, and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. 1 John chapter 4, verses 15 through 16 and verse 18. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27.
Think about the behavior or activities you participate in to receive others' or even God's approval. Acknowledge that God's unconditional love does not require you to perform to yours or anyone else's expectations. Each day, decide to embrace God's promise of His unfailing love for you.
December 27th. I am preparing you for what is on the road ahead, just around the bend. Take time to be still in my presence so that I can strengthen you. The busier you become, the more you need this time apart with me. So many people think that time spent with me is a luxury they cannot afford. As a result, they live and work in their own strength until that becomes depleted. Then they either cry out to me for help or turn away in bitterness. How much better it is to walk close to me, depending on my strength and trusting me in every situation. If you live in this way, you will do less but accomplish far more. Your unhurried pace of living will stand out in this rush-crazed age. Some people may deem you lazy, but many more will be blessed by your peacefulness. Walk in the light with me, and you will reflect me in the watching world.
Consider the following words from Scripture about living at God's pace.
Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. John chapter 15, verse 5. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Psalm 36, verse 9.
Think about the pace of your day and if it affects your enjoyment of life. Acknowledge that a fast-paced life might result in spending less time with God, and that might leave you depleted and bitter. Intentionally slow your pace so that you can walk closer to God.
December 28th. I am your refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, you don't need to be afraid of anything, not even cataclysmic circumstances. The media are increasingly devoted to fear-inducing subject matter: terrorism, serial killers, environmental catastrophes. If you focus on such dangers and forget that I am your refuge in all circumstances, you will become increasingly fearful. Every day I manifest my grace in countless places and situations, but the media take no notice. I shower not only blessings, but also outright miracles on your planet. As you grow closer to me, I open your eyes to see more and more of my presence all around you. Things that most people hardly notice, like shifting shades of sunlight, fill you with heart-bursting joy. You have eyes that see and ears that hear, so proclaim my abiding presence in the world.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about God's abiding presence.
God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Psalm 46, verses 1 through 3. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. Psalm 89, verse 15.
Contemplate how much time you spend thinking about the bad news of the world. Begin to seek the places where God's grace is being demonstrated and miracles are being reported. Ask God to open your eyes to this manifestation of God's presence in the world.
December 29th. Trust me with every fiber of your being. What I can accomplish in and through you is proportional to how much you depend on me. One aspect of this is the degree to which you trust me in a crisis or major decision. Some people fail miserably here, while others are at their best in tough times. Another aspect is even more telling, the constancy of your trust in me. People who rely on me in the midst of adversity may forget about me when life is flowing smoothly. Difficult times can jolt you into awareness of your need for me, whereas smooth sailing can lull you into the stupor of self-sufficiency. I care as much about your tiny trust steps through daily life as about your dramatic leaps of faith. You may think that no one notices, but the one who is always beside you sees everything and rejoices. Consistently trusting in me is vital to flourishing in my presence.
Consider the following words from Scripture about consistently trusting God.
Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Psalm 40, verse 4. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can mortal men do to me? Psalm 56, verses 3 through 4. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Psalm 62, verse 8. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal. Isaiah chapter 26, verses 3 through 4.
Give thought to whether you practice habits of trust daily, or only when there is a crisis in your life. Acknowledge that a lifestyle of trust in God will help you flourish in His presence. Commit to actively trusting God each day and see what He will accomplish in you.
December 30th. I am leading you along a way that is uniquely right for you. The closer to me you grow, the more fully you become your true self, the one I designed you to be. Because you are one of a kind, the path you are traveling with me diverges increasingly from that of other people. However, in my mysterious wisdom and ways, I enable you to follow this solitary path while staying in close contact with others. In fact, the more completely you devote yourself to me, the more freely you can love people. Marvel at the beauty of a life intertwined with my presence. Rejoice as we journey together in intimate communion. Enjoy the adventure of finding yourself through losing yourself in me.
Consider the following words from Scripture about a life intertwined with God.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. John chapter 15, verse 4.
Reflect on the times you've been able to share both good and bad times with someone you are close to. As we cultivate a closer relationship with Jesus, He brings out the best in us so we can become who He designed us to be. Give thanks for a life that is in constant communion with God's presence.
December 31st. As this year draws to a close, receive my peace. This is still your deepest need, and I, your Prince of Peace, long to pour myself into your neediness. My abundance and your emptiness are a perfect match. I designed you to have no sufficiency of your own. I created you as a jar of clay, set apart for sacred use. I want you to be filled with my very being, permeated through and through with peace. Thank me for my peaceful presence, regardless of your feelings. Whisper my name in loving tenderness. My peace, which lives continually in your spirit, will gradually work its way through your entire being.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about the Prince of Peace.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. But we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John chapter 14, verses 26 through 27.
Assess what you think your deepest need is. Recognize that the peace that comes from Jesus is the answer to our deepest longings. See yourself as a jar of clay waiting to be filled with peace. Thank the Lord as you begin to feel His peace permeate your life.
You've been listening to the audio production of Jesus Calling, text copyright 2016 by Sarah Young, production copyright 2016 by Thomas Nelson. No portion of this recording may be reproduced without the prior written consent of the publisher. For more information on other fine books and audio products from Thomas Nelson, please visit your favorite retailer or visit us online at thomasnelson.com. Jesus Calling was recorded at Audio Productions in Nashville, Tennessee.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.